Yesterday we left off at the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Bet with a sugya dealing with the Tana before Rabbi Elazar. Tana had made the statement in Behema Tmeya Upadaber Cha, Ma Behema Tmeya Miuched Shit Chilata Ekdesh, Kula Leshamayim Umalimba. So the Braisa, or the Tana who's coming for Rabbi Elazar, gives a number of qualifications about when a Mi'ila is applicable. So the two qualifications that it gives based on Behema Tmeya are that first of all, Tchilata Hekdesh, that it's Hekdesh from the beginning, and number two is Kula Leshamayim. So Gemara first dealt with Kula Leshamayim comes to exclude Kochim Kalim. So Gemara was able to read that smoothly. But then when it came to Tchilata Hekdesh, the Gemara had a difficulty reading it. And Rabbi Elazar suggests to the Tana, which he does accept, and says, yeah, that is the explanation, that Tchilata Hekdesh over here, and Mi'ila over here means Chomesh. Right? The Mi'ila is not really literally Mi'ila, but Mi'ila of a Chomesh. And the implications were that only Tchilat Hekdesh would be Chayav and Chomesh, not Sof Hekdesh. Now, what is Tchilat Hekdesh and Sof Hekdesh? And that's what we dealt with yesterday, and that's the last line on Nudal and Amud Bet. It's Amar Lei Ravashi Lervina, Behema Tmea, B'Tchilat Hekdesh Ita, B'Emsa Hekdesh Leta. That only in the beginning of Hekdesh does it apply a Chomesh, but not in the middle of Hekdesh, because there are actually three stages in Hekdesh. What are the three stages? Tchilat Hekdesh is when you're actually Makdish the object. Makdish the object, that's called Tchilat Hekdesh. Sof Hekdesh is Hekdesh that ends up on the Mizbeach, something that's actually going to be physically used in the Mikdash itself. Now there's also Emsa Hekdesh. Emsa Hekdesh, as we're going to see in a second, is Makpis. It's a case where it's not the original item, but you redeemed the actual item onto, right, ma'ot, onto money, and then you're trying to redeem it again. So that'll be considered emsa hekdesh. What we have addressed, or at least what the brisa seems to indicate, is that there's a tchilat hekdesh. Whatever tchilat hekdesh is chayev and chomesh, or whatever you are makdish, meaning that what we had called yesterday, right, the kedusha rishona, or the right person who is makdish, that item requires a chomesh. On the other hand, Sof Hekdesh, something that ends up on the Mizbeach, something in the end that's used by the Mikdash itself, will not require a Chomesh to be added. It's only if you redeem it that you actually need to add a Chomesh. If you, whatever item you give goes directly to the Mikdash and is used by the Mikdash, then there's no necessity to add a Chomesh. And that Sof Hekdesh we understand. What we don't know is Emsa Hekdesh, which is not addressed over here. That's what Ravashi is saying to Ravina. So, Behema Tzmeam B'Tchilat Hekdesh Ita B'Emsa Hekdesh Leita. The implication from here is that it only has Tchilat Hekdesh, but does not have Emsa Hekdesh. So I'm related. Lefish Eina B'Sof Hekdesh. No. There are only two issues that this Bryce is dealing with. One is Tchilat Hekdesh, and one is Sof Hekdesh. So it's Tchilat Hekdesh, yes. Sof Hekdesh, no. So he says back, I'm related. Ravach HaMedif Dil Ravina. So for that, we can conclude that B'Emsa Hekdesh Mia Ita. That if it came to Emsa Hekdesh, even though the Braisa is not really addressing it, but if it came to Emsa Hekdesh, that you would really have to bring a Chomesh, which means Kesef Sheni, right, or something that was what we call a Matpis, something that wasn't the original Makdish, but rather someone who moved that Kedusha onto coinage. If you wanted to redeem that, you would have to add an additional fifth there. So where it says, Velo Sif Nami Chomesh, and you would have to add a fifth, Amalei. Harihu Kesof Hekdesh. This is what we left off with yesterday. That he says, no. That the din of Emsa Hekdesh is like that of Sof Hekdesh. Ma Sof Hekdesh en Mosif Chomesh. Av Emsa Hekdesh en Mosif Chomesh. Just like Sof Hekdesh, which we know for sure does not have a Chomesh, so do Emsa Hekdesh. Kesef Sheni. Not Matpis. And the money is when you're coming to exchange for a second time, that does not require a Chomesh. So that was his conclusion, but the obvious question is what we left off yesterday again, is why is Emsa like Sof? Why can't Emsa be like Tchilat Hekdesh? What pushed him to say that? So he says, Amalei, Rav Zutra Brid, Rav Mari Levina, my chazit, dimedamit le Sof Hekdesh, dimedamiyei le Tchilat Hekdesh. What drove you to say that Emsa Hekdesh is like Sof Hekdesh and not like Tchilat Hekdesh? Says Amalei, mistabra le Sof Hekdesh. Makes more sense to compare it to Sof Hekdesh. Why? Right? Because Sof Hekdesh, right, comes from a nitpas, comes from something else that was made kadosh. So it says, Adraba, the Tchilat Hekdesh, you can compare it to Tchilat Hekdesh. Midavar Shiyesh HaKorah Kedusha. Right? Meaning that just like Tchilat HaKdesh, right, has a other stage of Kedusha afterwards, which means that it can be redeemed and the money can be, something else can be exchanged for it. So too, Emes HaKdesh can be exchanged onto another item in order to pass the Kedusha on. It says, Kedamar Rava. So that we're going to use, the reason that came out, or the reason that we're learning over here, is because of what Rava said. Rava and I didn't say anything about our Bryce over here, but Rava said it about Ha'ola. When it comes to Ola, Ola Rishona. So when it comes to the requirement of the Seder Amaracha, we say, Baboker, Baboker, Barachala Ha'ola, the Hey, Yitzera there, we learn that that means the Ola Rishona, this is the Tamid Shel Shachar, it has to be the first Ola, that either way, it's phrased in different ways. Here Rashi says that there can be nothing before the Ola Rishona, or the other one is, right, where we have the Lima that we actually say in Karbanot every day, Alal Shleim Kol Karbanot Kulam, that you have to finish all Karbanot on the Tamid Shel Shachar. Right? The Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim has to be after all other items that are completed on the Tamid Shel Shachar. So here, this is how Ola Rishona, Tosa says, what does it mean, the first Ola? Tosa gives a number of explanations what it means, the first Ola. One of them is coming up right shortly in Parshat HaShavua, which is Parshat Pinchas, of the list of the Karbanot there. Before they list all the Karbanot Musaf, it starts out with the Parshat HaTamid. So that's Ola, Ha'Ola, Ola Rishona. The Ola Rishona is the first mentioned in Parshat Pinchas. The other option is the Rishona that Bnei Yisrael were makriv in the Midbar. Right, the first korban that Bnei Yisrael brought in the Midbar happens to be a machlokes, right, hatanaim, exactly when they brought the korban tamid and when it started, right? But assuming that it was, according to the Tanakh, it says that it was the first korban that they brought in the Midbar, so that would also be Ola Rishona, means the first korban, the first Ola that was brought was the tamid Shel Shachar. The last possibility, Tosfos guess, is the Rishon Chinuch HaMizbeach. So the first korban that's brought in order to install, when you wanted to anoint, install the Mizbeach, the first korban that's brought in, that is a Tamid Shel Shachar. So all of these indicate that the Hey here means Hey is the first, the most. So also over here, we go back to our Brice, so the person that we're quoting by Behema Tmeah is Behem Bebehema Ha Tmeah. So that Ha Tmeah means the Tmeah Rishona. I mean only the Rishona, only the one that is been Nigdash, only the one that has been made into Kedusha will require a Chomesh, but Emtsa and Sof will not require a Chomesh, which is similar to what we saw in the statement of Rabbi Shuv and Levi and others before, that right, Kesef Rishon requires Chomesh, but Kesef Sheni does not require a Chomesh, and the same thing here will be true, that it's only Rishonah, right, the animal that was Nikdash, right, or made Kadosh for Hekdesh, that will require a Chomesh if it's redeemed, but Kesef Sheni, and so that which ends up on the Mizbeach or used in the Mikdash will not require a Chomesh, an additional Chomesh to be added.
Okay, you started with Behemoth Tmeah.
Right.
Okay, which obviously cannot end up on the Mizbeach. So you transfer the Kedusha of that onto money.
Right, they won't have a Sof. A Behemoth Tmeah will never have a Sof.
Never have a Sof.
Right.
Because it's only...
It only will be used for its value. Right. It's always for its value, never for its pure usage. You could have it if you donated stones that were put into the Mikdash itself, something like that.
Part of the Binyan.
Exactly. That's the Tosfos gives an example like that. That brick, that stone, that how do you have it by Bet HaKabak and not just by Mizbeach? That you can have it by stones that are placed into the Binyan itself.
You are mostly Chomesh.
If you bring a Behemoth Torah.
If you hold a Behemoth Torah, which you can't do.
You can't do. Right. So
there's no such thing.
Because it has Kedusha.
The money is not Nitbas B'Kedusha.
If you redeem it, you can't redeem it unless there's a mum in it. If there's a mum in it, then you can't redeem it.
And then there is a chomesh, but it's not so for all of his
day. I think there may be no chomesh there because when you were makdishit, it was going to be so for the mizbeach.
But right, you're only pulled it when it has a mum. So right now, it isn't so for the mizbeach.
Right, but I don't think you add a chomesh there because it's the original kedusha was placed on it as a tamim.
All right.
So now, Tanya Kabasei, the Rav Shuv and Levi. There's a brace that supports this position of Rav Shuv and Levi. Para zu tarachat para shel hekdesh. This is what you were asking, Shaul. I put this para in exchange for another para of hekdesh. Talid zu tachat talid shel hekdesh. This talid is an exchange of the other talid shel hekdesh. Hekdesho padui. It works. The transfer of kedusha works. V'yadik desh al elyona, and yadik desh has the upper hand over here. So what does that mean? Over here, he did not assign a value to the redemption. Meaning that he didn't say this bara, which is worth such and such, will so redeem.
Can you consider
not as a karma? If you have a tamim, it has to be makdish mizbeach. You violate an isur if you makdish a tamim.
It's not a tamim.
What?
It's not a tamim.
Right. So then it's not a behema. Then it's not. It's
a kuf. It's
a kuf. It's the equivalent of a behema tamia then, because then it's only for its monetary value.
Okay, it's not a behema
tamia. Right. But the gemara discusses behema tamia in places, calls it a behema with a mum. Not a behema tamia can also mean behema with a mum. Not a behema literally. Alright, so over here, Hekdesho Padui, even though, as Rashi points out, Afopi Shalosh Sham Damim Ketuvim, even though you didn't, when it comes to Hekdesh, you want to redeem something, you have to assign a value, you have to assess the value of the object. Shmuel has this opinion that if you are Mechalel, if you redeem Hekdesh, it doesn't have to, even if you do it at a Putah, even if it's not its true value, whatever that Hekdesh moves onto the coin. Now, Bishara Lutunim, and now you can get enough from it, meaning that you free the Kedusha from the object that you moved the Kedusha off of. Nevertheless, Yadak Deshal Yuna, which means that if the new cow or the new item is worth more, Hekdesh keeps it, then you're out of luck. If the new item is worth less, you've got to make up the differential. You've got to make the differential up for what you cheated, in a sense, Hekdesh out of in this redemption. On the other hand, if you said, Parazu B'chamesh La'im, you say this para, which is worth 5 slaim, redeems that para of Ekdesh. Or the talit zu b'chamesh slaim, this talit that's worth 5 selah, this will redeem this talit of Ekdesh. Then Ekdesh o padui. So then his Ekdesh is padui. Ekdesh rishon mosif chomesh. Al Ekdesh sheni eno mosif chomesh. So over there, again, the Ekdesh works. Then the Brace says that Hekdesh Rishon requires a Chomesh. Hekdesh Sheni, which is the second Parah, or the second Talit that you transfer to Kedusha, to if you redeem them, they do not require a Chomesh. That's exactly like Rabbi Shubin Levi, who says Hekdesh Rishon, or Kesef Rishon requires a Chomesh, Kesef Sheni does not require a Chomesh. That's the proof to Rabbi Shubin Levi. What's the difference? Why did the Brace split the two cases? We gave two examples of cases. One is where you do not an assessed exchange, where you say para to para or talit to talit. The Mishnah said there, number one, it works. Number two is you've got to fill in the differential. If you underestimated, you got to give more. If you overestimated, Ekdesh keeps it, it's too bad. Now, even if in the case where you say it's worth 5 slaim and then you give it, Rashi says, Afopi Sheino Shavet. Even though it's not worth 5 sela. So even though it's not worth 4 sela, and then you can't say, well, he assigned the value, so therefore it's as if they assess the value, and that works over here, right? Nevertheless, what he says is worthless, right? Ela Ekdesh Padui V'Yashlim. Over there, he has to, whatever he did, whatever he said about the animal doesn't mean anything. We have to go ahead and assess the value, and then he's got to make up the differential. So now, why did the Braces split those two cases up?
What's the significance of what he says then?
Right, so what's the difference? Why did they split it up? So now, if you look in Tosus, Talad Zu, B'chamesh Lemek, Deshok Padoi, it says, Hacha lo garsin in Yadak Dishol Yuna. Over here, you don't put Yadak Dishol Yuna. The Kevish Nitgavin Lechalel Hekdesh, Afilu Shaveh Harbeh Advar Muat Bechulau. Over here, it works. Kedamar Shmuel Lekaman. There's Shmuel further on here in the Gemara Kedushin of Al-Bereisha. Shlo Yizkir Shum Shaveh. He didn't give a value to the item he was doing. Lo Yabadato Liknodek Desh Ela Lechalelo Shaveh B'Shaveh. There he wants to create an equivalence between them. Kach yeshlim v'imter yotitir yadak desh al yona. Kach lo yirev lishnot habavot yachad. Says you can't write the two pieces together, because in the first piece, his intent is to create like almost a barter. Say this para to this para. When he does a barter, then we say, if he overestimated, then too bad, Hekdesh keeps it, because that was his intent, to barter the two animals. If Hekdesh is cheated, Hekdesh has the yadak al yona, they can come back and demand the differential. In the second case, he's assigning a value to this animal. He's saying, this animal is worth 5 slayim, and on that 5 slayim, I'm going to redeem it. Now again, it works, because we said it doesn't matter if you make a mistake in value. Make a mistake in value, Hekdesh is always padui. But the difference will be, if he underestimated it, Hankish will say, listen, you're just wrong, and you got to make up the differential. If he overestimates it, then Hankish can't keep it in that case. Why? Because it's clear from his language that his intent is to redeem it its true value at 5 sela. He's not trying to overpay, he's not trying to create a barter, but he's trying to say, this is worth 5 sela, and that's what I'm trying to redeem it for. So if it ends up that he overestimated what it was worth,
more than a chomesh.
Right. More what? Including a chomesh, right? I mean, he overestimated more than a chomesh with one and one fifth worth. So then he has to, Hekdesh will actually have to refund it. Because it's clear here he's not trying to create an exchange, but rather trying to create a monetary payment or a sheva kesef. And so the sheva kesef is either underpays and he'll make up the difference. If he overpays, he gets changed back. So that's why it also says the two bavot were not mixed together in this brisa.
Because if he says the amount, he says this is the amount, this is what I'm willing to do. If he says para para, so whatever it is, if it's more, if it's less, if it's shrepul tar, so then I would say it's badui and the actors could even lose. But if I said
that's exactly what happens, except there's one rule. Hekdesh never loses. Right, that's exactly what happens, but Hekdesh can never lose. So because of that, Hekdesh gets the upper hand when he underpays. Exactly, it does exactly what you're formulating, which is that whatever he gives is too bad. But with Hekdesh, there's no too bad. You have to make up the differential. Right, that the previous Tosis deals with what you were asking a little bit, Shoho. The previous Tosis of Parazu, Tacha Parash Hekdesh. Right, so there he says, Vim Tomar, right, Vayaktiv, Vayahu Tmuroto Yakodesh. Here he's exchanging a para for a para, it's Tmura. Then why should it be that the Hekdesh moves onto the second animal? Vish Lomar, Dachomari Bekoche Bedekabayit. Here we're talking about Koche Bedekabayit, not Koche Mizbeach. So then, that's why there's no problem moving it onto a different para. Because you're talking about Koche Bedekabayit, you can move it. Bafilu bitmimim. Even with tmimim. Damar Bereish Tmura, Amatbis tmimim, the Bedekabayit. Afopi shover belotase, mashase asui. This is what you're asking, David. Right, well, why can't you just be Makdish, Beim HaTorah, Elon Mizbeach, the Bedekabayit? There is a isur min haTorah. There's a lotase min haTorah not to do that. Nevertheless, if you do it, it works. So Tosis gives two possibilities over here. Either we're talking about para bedekabayit, and that will answer your question. You are able to exchange a para for a para, or we will be talking about, like you said, David, a para of the mizbeach. But you do violate the isur. But despite the fact that you violate the isur, you have created a para over here. Right? Tosis also says inami. The other possibility is, we're talking about Koche Mizbeach, Ugon Shikadam Amum Lekdesh. That the Mum existed before the Ekdesh. It was something that could have been Koche Mizbeach, but the Mum was Ekdesh, and it was said Tmura. In that case, Tmura doesn't work on it. If the Mum precedes the animal's Hekdesh, then Tmura doesn't apply, because technically it's really kind of better Kabayit before we start, because there's a Mum there, it'll never get the respect. Exactly. The other case where it was Hekdesh first, and then the Mum came in, there can be Tmura, because at one point, it was Kadosh to Mizbeach, and therefore if you place the Tmura on it, then the Tmura will work. Or if you try to exchange it, the Tmura will work. So this gives two possibilities of the answer here. One answer is that it's the Bedekabayit. Then he says, in that, maybe even Tmimim, because the violation of the Yisur does not prevent you from creating the Kedusha. It just means that you violated the Yisur. And then you have the Hadpasa based on that. Right? The other possibility this gives is now it's talking about a case where even Tmimim cannot be, or not, don't have the principle of Tmura, which is cases where the Mum preceded the Hekdesh. Even though it's really not a Tamim anymore. It's not, I don't know, it's a loose explanation of Behemah Torah.
Or Parah. You're saying, like, so we were touching on that. It's not really Behemah Tamimah.
Right.
But we're considering it like Tamimah, since it's a Balaam.
Right. I think you have to say that he says the Parah here means the Parah, which is, quote unquote, Parah Tamimah, not a Parah Torah. Mishnah. Haunah. Our book, Yesif. So this we've seen before. Oh, now is 4 ma'ah, right? 4 ma'ah is, the shtut is 1/6. But hana, shtekes. Now when it comes to a claimant, if someone wants to make a claim against another individual, the claim must be at least shtekes or shtei ma'ah. Vodah b'shaveh pruta. And the admission has to be shaveh pruta. Now both of these issues were already discussed. One here, one in the Mishnah Shavuot, Shavuot. So both of these are really not relevant to our Gemara over here because there's no new information over here that Shtus works by a, which is classified as Onah. And number two, that they're talking about the case of Modim Miksat. In Modim Miksat, the Tana, the claim has to be of Shtei Kesef, and Oda has to be of Shavuot Puta. There in the Gemara Shavuot, we won't deal with it. We've seen it already here, I think, in Bava Kamma. We also saw it that this machlokas Rav and Shmuel about what has to be the shtey, what has to be shtey, and what has to be shevet putah. Right, so we'll get to it again shortly in Shavuot. Chamesh putotein. This is the main junk, the main gist of this Mishnah is about this. There are five types of putot. Hodah, shevet putah, the one we just mentioned, that the admission has to be worth the shevet putah. Vayishah mitkadesh v'shevet putah. Kedushin is the shevet putah. Vaneneh v'shevet putah minekdesh ma'al. Mi'ilah is created when one is neneh minekdesh, right, at least a shevet putah. Person has to be machriz if it's worth at least a shavei pruta. Person takes a who steals from an individual, and it's worth at least a shavei pruta. He swore that it wasn't, and now he is found to be lying, or he admits that he's lied. Then he has to chase this person down and filu to madai to give him the money back, because it's not mikrahi shavon. It's not recorded returning until, right, you actually get it to the individual himself. Alright, so now, if you remember, we had this Gemara in Bava Kamma. There, Tosfos and Rashi disagreed about what it means, Afilu Madai. Rashi said, Afilu Madai means you literally have to chase the guy down to Madai and give it back to him. Tosfos says, no, you just have to get it to Beis Din. What do you mean, Afilu Madai? It means that if he lives in a place where there is no Beis Din, that he's got to go and chase the Beis Din down until he finds a proper Beis Din in order to give it to him. They can accept it on behalf of the individual. So that happens to be sugya and Baba Kama, just reminding you that that machluk is Rashi and Tosu. Now, Mar says Tanina Chalazimna. We already had this. Hona Arba Kesef Misrim Ba Arba Kesef Lasela. So there's your answer. 4 Kesef is out of 24 Kesef that are found in a Sela. 1/6 Shtut LeMekach. Right, that's 1/6. We already had that listed in the Brisa before. It says no Atan Shtei Kesef Odasha Beputa. It's Pichale. We need it for the next line in the Mishnah. The next line in the Mishnah is that you have a claim of 2 kesef and you have an admission of a shove pruta. That we also have learned. Why? Shvuot ha-dayanim. Right? This is the explicit Mishnah in Shvuot. Tana shtei kesef hodah shove pruta. So that we know already. So it says, Seifei strichlei detanei chamesh putotein. That's what we're after here is the chamesh putot, and that's the relevance to over here. These other two are just introductory statements that transition us from into these chamesh putot. There are those introductory statements that we put in together. One thing to mention here, Tzvi, you had asked this in the past, is what's the relationship between ma'ah kesef and pruta? Say a tanash de kesef to pruta. So the Mishnah in the Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin discusses, it says there are 8 putot to a ma'ah. Right? There are actually 8 putot to a ma'ah kesef. Now, if you remember, the Gemara in Yudbet, Daf Yudbet in Kiddushin, actually had 2 different conversion ratios based on the different locations. It actually turned out that the possibility that it could be 6 putot to a ma'ah or 8 putot to a ma'ah. Generally, it's probably 8, but it could be that there are 6 putot to a ma'ah. So that would be the general relationship that we have here between the kesef and the putot. And now, chamesh putot. Mar says, litnei nami hauna puta. Right, you have 5 prutot here. You left out one of the prutot, which is ona is only with a prutot. Amar Rav Kana zoto merit. So this teaches us ein ona the prutot, that there is no such thing as ona by prutot. Levi Amar yesh ona the prutot. There are ona for prutot. Now what it means ona the prutot? I'll read with you Rashi. Happens here to be a machloket. Arishonim here. I'd explain this. Look at Rashi. Rashi says that what does it mean ein ona the prutot? So it says nineh ona prutot. Rashi. It's the first Rashi after the Mishnah. You go to Meyah Mekach B'sheish Putot. The Mekach, right, the exchange is 6 Putot. Ein other Putot. B'pachot mi Isar, Shumat Be'ah Shel Kesef, and less than Isar, which is Be'ah Kesef, there is no such thing as Ona. So what's not clear here is what is the Ona here? Does it mean that there is no such thing until you have the Mekach itself has to be an Isar? You have to have an Isar worth of transaction. And then there's ona if you take 1/6 of that ona. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that the ona itself must equal an isar. The minimum ona that you could have is a isar's worth of ona. Right now, and the minimum amount of being an isar of ona will tell you that anything below that amount, meaning that anything below that value of ona, even you know a couple of prutot, will not be. And that would mean in ona the prutot means Inuna for a sum that is measured by putot. And until you measure a sum by isar, that's the only time that you have the amount of una. Or the other possibility, again, was that the minimum mekach, that's B, means an inuna the putot, means there's no una on transactions that are done at putot level, not done at the isar level. Right? A machlokes rishonim had to explain this. Now, we have a machlokes between Levi and Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, we can explain our Mishnah why the absence of onah is because in onah the putot. On the other hand, Levi, who says there is onah the putot, why isn't onah mentioned in our Mishnah? That's because Levi had his own braisa. And his braisa had a different list of five putot. Right? Chamesh putotain, haonah, pruta. So here's the first one, is onah. Right, Vahoda Puta, that was what we saw in our, that matches with our Mishnah, that the Tana no da, Hoda is to be a Puta. Kedushe Isha Puta, matches with our Mishnah again. Vegezel Puta, that we had in our Mishnah. Vishivata Dayanim Puta, this is not found in our Mishnah. The Dayanim, a court case, right, the judges will only sit for a Puta's worth. Vetani Didan, right, my time Loktani Shivata Dayanim. Artana, why did he not have Yeshivata Dayanim in there? Okay, well now we can explain because maybe he doesn't hold that Onah is by Putot. But why not Yeshivata Dayanim? Says Tana Le Gezel. He said he already has Gezel. Gezel is a Shvat Adayanim. It's something that's done in Beis Din, so that'd be the equivalent of Shvat Adayanim. Says Mara says, well, you're saying Gezel includes everything to do with Beis Din or anything to do with monetary matters. Tana Gezel, Tani Aveda. He mentioned also Gneva, and he also mentioned Aveda, Gezel and Aveda. He's willing to talk, speak about different monetary matters. Why not speak about Yishvat Daniyim? Says Hanach Yitzrichale. He needs Gezel, he needs a Meidah. Why? Gezel. Gozel mechamero shemeh putav nishmalo yinechen ha'charav afilu madai. That's the limud. There's a special limud by Gezel. That once it reaches the shemeh putah, he's got to chase him down to madai to have it shavon, to have it be returned. Aveidah. Hamutzei aveidah shemeh putah chayav lachritz va'afagav tzal. That meaning that when he found it, it was worth the Shavu'ot Putah. Even though the value is diminished over time, because he found it, the time that he found it was worth the Shavu'ot Putah, is obligated to be Machris. Right, so these two special Limudim over here required the Mishnah or the Tana to write both Gezel and Aveidah. Shavu'ot Daniyanim, there's nothing special about that. That can be subsumed in any monetary matter. Levi, my time of Tani Aveidah, Levi had to leave one out because he put in Onah and Yeshivat Daniyanim was two extras. So he had to drop two, right? What are the two that he dropped? Right, he dropped Aveda, and then Avishavet Puta. He dropped Mi'ila, right? He dropped Aveda, and he dropped Mi'ila. So my time of the Latan Aveda, Tanu Le Gezel. He says, I have Gezel. Gezel and Aveda are all monetary matters. Well, okay, you know, you can't explain why you don't have Aveda, but why do you have Yishivat HaDayanim then? Why isn't that in one category? So Yishivat HaDayanim, it's strictly the Fukim and Rav Ketina. Says, no, that I had that issue with the Dayanim because there is something yuchad about the Dayanim. What is that? Damra Ketina, Beitin Nizgakin, Afilu Pachot Mishavet Puta. Rav Ketina believes that there is no threshold. Beis Din has to sit over any monetary matter, even if it's less than a Shavet Puta. So now, Levi, my time, Alok Tani, Hekdesh. Why didn't he put in Mi'ilah? Because he left that out. He says, Bechulin Kamari, Bekodshim Lo Kamari. Says, my Putot are Chulin Putot, not Kodesh Putot. Elatad didan the kamari b'kodshim nitnei ma'aser b'pruta. Our Tana who does include kodshim. What about ma'aser that we just discussed? Ma'aser sheni is not redeemed unless it's at least a pruta's worth. So why don't we speak about that? It says Kamanta Amar in b'chumsho pruta. Right, we had a machloket earlier on in the Gemara. How do we explain that a pruta is the minimum for redemption? There were two possibilities about that. Either was that you had to have a value that was worth a putah, the karen was worth a putah, you can redeem it. So that as long as the karen was worth a putah, then you can be podet. The other opinion is that the chomesh, the fifth that you add on, had to be worth at least a putah. Meaning that the karen had to be worth four, in order that the chomesh is, milabar, is worth one putah. So now according to the one who says that, Mayri b'kodshim nitnei ma'aser putah, k'man damrayim b'chomesho putah. Based on this, he holds, like the Borden, who says that it has to be a minimum of a pruta worth in the chomesh, not that the core is worth four. The chomesh is worth the minimum pruta. So it says, all right. So, okay, write it anyway, right? But name chomesh maaser pruta. The chomesh of maaser is a pruta. You can still fit it into the brisa or the mishnah here. Bekarno kamari, bechomesh lo kamari. That Tana is only dealing with karen. He's only dealing with principle. He's not dealing with add-ons. That's why he left it out. So now, based on this, right, the list, right, that according to our Tana, the list includes kodshim, excludes maaser, because maaser is talking about a chomesh, not about the core maaser sheni that you can redeem. It leaves out Yeshivat HaDayanim because that's subsumed in monetary matters, but included Gezel and Abeda, even they're both monetary matters because of the Chiddush in each one. Gezel, you have to take it until Madai if you took a Shavuah, and Abeda, if you Machriz, even if it went down in value. Levi, on the other hand, Onah is left out because he obviously believes in Onah the Putot. Onah is left out because he believes that there is no Onah by Putot. There's no Onah by Putot. You can't say that Onah by Putot because it doesn't exist. Now, Levi, who believes there is Onah by Putot, he has Onah in his Mishnah, in his Brisa, he has Onah. So if he has Onah, then why doesn't he have Mi'ilah? He says, I deal with Chulin, I don't deal with Kodshim. So that's why he doesn't deal with Maisri, he doesn't have to deal with Mi'ilah. Now, but he has Yeshivat HaDayanim in there. His Yeshivat HaDayanim, he says, well, I have Yeshivat HaDayanim, I don't have Avedah, because Avedah is monetary matters. It's monetary matters, then why do you have Gizel in there? Why do you have Gizel and Yeshivat HaDayanim? So he says, Gizel is monetary matters, Yeshivat HaDayanim has its Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That there is an opinion who doesn't agree. As Reb Kadino believes that even less than a Shevet Putah, you have to sit Dayanim. Gizel, the Chiddush, you have to take it until Madai. Therefore, both of those are chidushim. I put them in for those chidushim. But aveda will be subsumed as a monetary matter under those. A gufa amar akhtin aveda is gakim afilu pachad mishavet puta. This din is niskak afilu farshav lavi puta. Miti braba. V'et asher chata min hakodesh yishalim. There are both pachod mishavet puta yishavon. Right, so there, the chidushim. Aval hejaba? Sounds like that the requirement to return, even less than a shavet puta, it's only when we're talking about Kodesh, when we're talking about a Hejot, there's no requirement of a Shavon. So he says, Ela idiyitmar hachiyitmar. This is the way to phrase Rav Katina. Katina doesn't mean that there's basically a sits even over a case that's less than a Shavon Kuta. It says, Im uspuku beitin l'shavon Kuta, gomrim afil l'pachot mishavon Kuta. Basically, that's a sit for less than, for a full Shavon Kuta. Then it finishes even with less than a Shavon Kuta. Tchilat adin binan pruta. For the starting of the din, you need a pruta. The gemara din lo binan pruta. If for the gemara din, you don't require a pruta. Now, if I was to read this simply, I would just say that the claim here, whatever the start of the din, there was a pruta's worth of a claim here, or a pruta's worth of a dispute. They came. It turns out in the end that there were some mitigating factors that made it that actually it was less than a pruta. As it says, less pruta. But they started the pruta, you finished the din. If you started the din, you finished the din. That's how I would have read the gemara. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Gomri afilu pachot, it's the second white line in Rashi. Gomri afilu pachot, im chazar hasheni v'tabao pachot mishavet puta. There's a counterclaim here by the other party for less than a shavet puta, kodem shamdu beitim misham niskakim lo. Since you're already sitting on the first case, since this is a dispute between these two individuals, and that dispute was caused by more than a shavet puta, or at least a shavet puta, so Basin's already sitting. If then there's a counterclaim by the other party, which truly is a different case, we've seen this before in the Gemara of Bava Kamma, that when you make that counterclaim, we don't look necessarily look at it as a single case, it's actually a new case. But despite the fact that it's a new case, because Basin is already sitting
with
these two people, we allow them to adjudicate the other, or we tell them to adjudicate the other issue, because even though it's less than a Shavuot, I would not have read that as a simple explanation of the Gemara. That's why Rashi reads the requirement of the Basin to continue to adjudicate when you have two parties there already, and there is a counterclaim or some other dispute that is between them, even for less than a Shavuot.
But it could be even for Menorah Pruta. So for Reuven, Shimon owes him a Pruta. Shimon says, well, he owes me half a Pruta.
Right.
Well, so now the difference between them is half a Pruta. So both cases are less than a Pruta.
Right. So I thought to say what he was saying, but first of all, Rashi does not sound like that at all. Rashi seems to sound like there's a new case, number one. Number two is, we've seen this before in Baba Kama. Even when you have a counterclaim, it's still unless it deals with the exact case, it's a different case. It's a totally different case. When you have a counterclaim, even though it's for an independent amount and offsetting money, rather it's by Hachraza. When they're selling out his property from under him because he didn't pay, Basin said, Basin give Sakalacha, he didn't pay. Now he comes and he says, listen, I have a counterclaim to him. We don't say, well, listen to you first to find out if there's an offsetting factor before we do the Hachraza. We say, no, there's a din here. You violated this din. We pay it, and then we'll listen to you afterwards. You want to speak afterwards, fine. But we separate the dinim. Just because two parties have two issues does not make, they're two different issues, doesn't make them into a single case. All right, now, Mishnah, Chamisha Chumshin Hein. There are 5 1/5. Ve'elein, Aukhel Chuma. Now, this is all one. This first, I'll tell you when number one is over, okay? Aukhel Chuma, anybody who eats Chuma, Uchumat Maser, Uchumat Maser Shel Demai, Ve'achala, Vabikurim, Mosif Chomesh. That was all one category. Avomish, because these are all subsets of Truma. They're all called Truma. So you have the Truma, which is Truma Gedola. You have Trumat Maser, which is Maser Mina Maser, which the Levi gives to the Kohen. Trumat Maser Shel Dmai is the same thing, just in a case where there's a Safek. They took the money, it's a Safek. And Bikurim, Chala and Bikurim, are both subsets, again, of that are given to the Kohen, but subsets of Trumat. In those cases, if you eat it, Bishogeg, you are required to replace it with plus a Chomesh. Right now.
You don't have to actually give it to the Kohen.
You do.
Do?
Mm-hmm. We don't, but you do. We don't today because we don't have the Kohanim to give it to, and they're not the Tara, but you do have to give it to the Kohanim.
I think
we
said that most of you are right. Even though you only have to separate it, there's no right.
Yeah, but Chumat Maaser is a Chiba Misa B'day Shemayim. Since it's a Chiba Misa B'day Shemayim to eat it, can't say it's just a monetary matter, and therefore you have to give it to the Kohen. You're going to the garbage or the Kohen? There's only two options. Right. But Poden et Revai, Umasir Shali Shalom Musif Chomesh. This is number two. Netu Rabbi and Maisur Sheni we know because we've been discussing it, that when you redeem your own Maisur Sheni, you have to give an additional Chomesh. The same thing with Netu Rabbi. That we had in the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin has a Zera Shabbat, Kodesh Kodesh, between Netu Rabbi and Maisur Sheni, that they have the same dinim. Same din applies, that when you redeem it, you have to add a Chomesh. Now, number three, Apodeh Adek Desho Mosif Chomesh, that we've also seen. If you redeem your own Hekdesh, then you have to pay an extra Chomesh. Number four, Anenesh Shaveh Putah Min Hekdesh Masiv Chomesh. We just saw that, right, in Mi'ilah, right, we saw that in the previous Mishnah, that is a Shaveh Putah, and one is Nenem Shaveh Putah, but there you have to be Masiv Chomesh if you're Nenem Mi'ilah. Meguzel Et Chemiro Shaveh Putah V'nishbalo Masiv Chomesh. Person who steals from his friend a Shaveh Putah and took a Shvuah, right, that Chomesh as well, right, he has to add on, and that's what we just saw for in the previous Mishnah, that he's got to be Malif. And Madai, the Shavon, has to be a Shavon Putah, plus there's a Chomesh beyond that, right? Right, so we saw that in the Gemara Baba Kama, that's not the case, it's not Ma'akev, the Shavon is only about the Keren, the Chomesh he has to return, but he does not have to be Malik, it's Acharav Madai. Right, Amar Rabba, Kashalei to Rabba Lazar. Rabba Lazar had a hard time with our Mishnah. Trumat Maser Shel Demai. How could it be that Trumat Maser Shel Demai, that you have to actually right, pay an additional fifth? Since when do the Chachamim make their standard so high that they're going to give it strength like Shel Torah? Why? Because what's the Torah law? The Torah law is that one eats Truma B'Shogeg, and then he must pay the Keren plus an additional Chomesh. Now, when it comes to Demai, there's a principle, we say that the Truma G'dolah, everybody took off. There's nothing to worry about. Even though today we're choshesh for that Shumat Gedolah, so we just take it out. It's a little because chita achad puter to carry and create. It's worth it. But now Shumat Gedolah, we assume everybody takes off. That was the coming time of the Gemara. Maser, they went around Eretz Yisrael and said, Rov amei aretz maserim hem. Rov of them do actually take off maser. So we're choshesh for a miut that don't take it off. So generally, when you take it off for demai, it's an imposition midrabanan. And it's only really Truma Midrabanan, or the Trumat Maser that you're taking off here from this Demai, is only Trumat Maser Midrabanan. So now what are you going to say? Rabban imposed on us to take off Trumat Maser, as quote unquote, a second time, meaning that possibly because there's a miut of Amayaritz, they don't take it off. And then they're going to say, if you eat that Truma, you have to pay an additional fifth. Meaning that penalty of paying a fifth is Minat Torah for Truma that you eat Minat Torah. Here, Rabbanan already making it an extra step that you have to actually take it off again. They're going to say that their Shuma that you take off is just like the Torah Shuma that you took off and you have to pay a fit for it?
Yeah. They do it all the time.
Okay. Right, so there. Very good. So Tosfos asks Shaul's question. Right? That's who? What do you mean? If the Gemara is replete with these types of items. Right? There, I feel you'll tear me Shel Torah. It's like you had it. Sometimes it's even more. Right, so I know Eicha Dushayach Liknos. So that is a case where it makes sense. Kedei Lasot Sayag, in order to prevent people. About Hocha, Avila B'Trumat Maser Vadai Lo Yashayach L'Miknas Chomesh Im Lo Shamra Torah. By Trumat Maser, there's a Chiyu Misa B'Dei Shamayim. People stay away from it because they don't get involved in Chiyu Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So had the Torah not imposed the Chomesh over here, we wouldn't have thought to impose such a Chomesh. So now when you have a Dindra Banan where you don't. Right, there's no reason to add a knas here because people stay far away from Trumat Maser. They don't get involved, they don't eat it. It's just not something that they need to create a sayag. So over there, there's no reason for the chachamim to take the chomesh of Doraisa and apply it to the Derabbanan. So that's the reason why here, at least Rav Elazar is more comfortable with the verses in other places where Gemara has no problem doing this. But it says, I'm Rav Nachman Shmuel Amani Rav Meir here. Rav Meir is the author of our Mishnah. Damar Asur Chachamim Chizik L'Dibrayim Kishol Torah. In general, the Chachamim, even in instances, now Tosfos is going to have to answer this, but you can't say that he's saying a general principle, that the Chachamim Asur Chizik L'Dibrayim Kishol Torah, because we just said that that's not the relevance over here. Right? Just because the Chachamim do it in another place doesn't mean that they do it here. So now we have to look at the case that they bring of Rabbi Meir and discuss how that's similar to our case over here. What is that? Titania. And maybe get Mimdinat Ayam. The person who brings a get, Mimdinat Ayam, Natnula, Velo Amar Labi Fainai Nechtab, Fainai Nechtab. He gives it to the woman without saying, this is Shliach that's bringing it from the Baal. Does not say, Fainai Nechtab, Fainai Nechtab, you'll see, Vavlad Mazer, Dibay Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if he gives it to her and then she marries based on this get, then she has to divorce her new husband and any children she had from her new husband is our mamzerim. Whereas, Machamim Rabim, ain't a Vlad mamzer. Vlad's not a mamzer. That he, sounds like he has to divorce her, which is that she has to divorce the second husband, but the children are not mamzerim. She begets a good get, Kate's yes, because the imposition of Bufanei Nechtam is an imposition midrabanan. That imposition midrabanan is not going to make the children into mamzerim. Kate's yes, how do you rectify the situation? Right, so Kate's yes, has to be either for the Chachamim. Sounds like after she's married, possibly, and for Rabbi Meir, before she marries another man, because once she marries another man, she's in trouble, right? He should take it from her, and then give it back to her in front of two edim, Yomar Labi Fanei Nechtav, Ufanei Nechtam. For him, he said, Ule Rabbi Meir, Mishum Tulamar Labi Fanei Nechtav, Ufanei Nechtam, Yotziva, Vlad Mamzer. Just because he left out one little phrase, you're going to make all the children to Mamzer, in. Rabbi Meir, Litamei. Right, whatever, if you violate the structure, the chamim established by Gittin, yes, Yotzi Avlad, you have to be Yotzi, Avlad Mamzer. Rav Meir is very makpid in Gittin because of the fact that, the thing is that if there is a problem with the get, right, it really does create Mamzerin. So he wants it to be perfect, so he says if you violate what the Chachamim instructed by a get. It's also, right, that's classified as a os get, it's not a get. And you're after divorce the second husband and your vladot are mamzerim. Meitu b'vsheshet, mechalem el to, kesef al kesef, nechoshet al nechoshet, kesef al nechoshet, nechoshet al peirot, v'yachzor v'yivdet al peirot, tibri Rabbi Meir. What are we talking about? So here's a brisa. This brisa is talking about what seems to be Maaser Sheni Shel Demai. Remember we're talking about Maaser Sheni Shel Demai. This Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, Rabbi Meir permits you to take coin to coin, kesef to kesef, nechoshet to nechoshet, copper to copper, kesef al nechoshet, you're allowed to exchange silver for copper coins, nechoshet al peirot, you can take copper coins and put it onto money, you absorb it at the peirot, and then even after you put it on peirot, you're allowed to put it back on peirot. I'll learn like Rashi right now, which means that even if you're outside of Yerushalayim, generally, the rule is by Maaser Sheni, if you put the Maaser Sheni, the Hekdesh, onto money, you can no longer put it back, if you put it back onto Peirot, you're stuck. Once it's back on Peirot, it has, even outside of Yerushalayim, if you put it back onto Peirot, you've got to take those Peirot up to Yerushalayim now. Once you put the Kedushah from money back onto Peirot, either if you're in Yerushalayim, you can't redeem them anymore, or even outside of Yerushalayim, there's an imposition of the Chamin, you've got to then take those Peirot up to Yerushalayim, you can't re-redeem them again. Once they're on Peirot again, then you can't redeem them. So now, that's Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Rabbim, Yalu Perot, V'yochlu B'Yerushalayim. So the Chachamim say no. You can take up the Perot and eat them in Yerushalayim. What Rashi says over here for Chachamim, right, Tosfos will disagree with this. Rashi has an interesting chidush over here. Right, it says that the Chachamim did not require him to take them up to Yerushalayim. Lo yizkuku v'lakach, lakzor v'lachalalam. V'mzeh malei Perot atzmam te'ikilu ba. Rashi seems to indicate here that v'tzarta kesef bi'adecha, it's not just a option. What we generally think of Tzarek HaKesef B'Yadech is if he has too much Maaser Sheni to take up to Yerushalayim, you redeem it on the coins, and then take it up to Yerushalayim. It's a, right, reshut. It's an option given to you to ease your carrying of the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Rashi says, no, it's a chiyuv. Tzarek HaKesef B'Yadech. You have to redeem it onto coins, and then take those coins up to Yerushalayim. So here, what does the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say, we're mekyo by Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, that you can actually, if you want, take the payroll up to Yerushalayim. That's the kula, that you don't have to redeem them onto money. Are you allowed to transfer, when it comes to the redemption of Maaser Sheni, when it's placed onto silver coins, are you allowed to transfer that onto Nechoshet, onto copper coins? Right? Why? Bahatnan, we have a Mishnah. Sela shel Maaser Sheni, shel Chulin, shnitarhu. You have a silver coin of Maaser Sheni and of Chulin that got mixed up together. Mevi sela ma'ot. You bring a sela worth of copper coins. Omer, kol makom sheyeshna sela shel Maaser Sheni. Wherever the sela Maaser Sheni is, mechulelet ama'ot alalu. That they will be, that sela, that silver coin will be redeemed onto these copper coins. Then he takes the two coins, the ones where he's not sure if it's Maaser Sheni or a Chulin, because now they are both Chulin. They're both Chulin coins because he transferred the Kedushat Maaser Sheni onto copper coins. Then he can transfer the Kedushat back from the copper coins onto the better silver coin. Whichever is the better of the silver coins, he places that value back. Why? That if you're in a bind, we allow you to transfer Kedushat Maaser Sheni from silver to copper. Lo shikayim kein. Not that he should leave it on the copper coins. Ela shechozer machalulan al kesef. But he goes back and transfers it back to kesef. Why did he? So now let's go back. What are your options over here?
Why couldn't he do it on kesef?
Right. Very good. So why? The easiest way to do this would be right to bring a new seller kesef, right? And just say, or he'll say, here's my new seller kesef. I'll transfer whatever's the Maaser Sheni onto this new seller kesef, and the two seller that are there are now chulin. Right? Why do you have to go through this interim stage of ma'ot? Right, so now Rashi says, makes a statement, it's the top Rashi on the Amud Amud, says, "Kesef lab derech chiluchu, afilu midochak." That's not called michalel. Michalel, transference of kedusha, has to be michalel, has to be some sort of redemption value. Money to money, which is equivalent money, is not considered a redemption of kesef. The redemption of kesef has to be done to copper coins, which somehow divides it up or subdivides the value of the kesef over here. That's what makes it. Kesef to Nechoshet is like money to payroll. That kind of idea. And Nechoshet to Kesef is the same thing. You're redeeming it because you're exchanging it for a type of money to another type of money. But within the same category of money, that's not consolidated Chilul. That's what Rashi says. Right. Chilul has to be when you change types. Not when you're in the same category. If you're in the same category of Kesef, you can't do it. So based on that, what do you have to do? You have to take the, if you want to redeem this seller, you have to move it on to Nechoshet. Now, once we have it on Nechoshet, we don't want you to leave it like that. Why not? Because, number one, it's Bizayon Hekdesh. Rashi introduces something new here, which he hasn't mentioned before. Bizayon Hekdesh to be on copper coins. Rashi brings a second reason that the coins rust or they get ground down. So it's a separate reason from the rusting, he says, is that it's Bizayon Hekdesh to be on copper coins. I don't know, that it's not Kesef, silver. Right. Based on that, what do you have to do? You have to take the silver onto the copper. Then take the copper back onto the silver. So that's why the Mishnah suggests this. But the Mishnah makes one qualification. That what? It's only the makom ha-tchak. Only when you're in a situation where you have no other choice. But when you do have a choice, what do we say? Don't do this type of transfer. The previous Braisa, which was the Maaser Sheni of Demai, said what? Previous Braisa of Maaser Sheni said, Mechalalin. Kesef al kesef, nechoshet al nechoshet, kesef al nechoshet, nechoshet al perot. So there it says kesef al nechoshet. So the way Rashi reads it, what's the problem? The fact that the Braisa by Demai says kesef al nechoshet. So what do you see? We allow you to be makel by Maaser Sheni shel Demai. So Maaser Sheni shel Demai, we allow you to be makel. And so now, if you look in Rashi says over here, Haki kamar she anu Rabbi Meir the makeo bepijon. We see that Rabbi Meir over here is makeo. Demai lechalolo kesef al kesef kesef al nechoshet u'masir v'dai mi michalulinon ki agam nafilu kesef al nechoshet dami de pijon. Even kesef al nechoshet is only dami dochak, and over here we're permitting it. But not only that, we're permitting kesef al kesef, which is not permitted by v'dai. So what do you see? Rabbi Meir is makeo by Maaser Sheni shel demai. So we just brought Rabbi Meir as being the author of our Mishnah that says that Asuch Chizuk Chachamim Chizuk Nedivrayam by Demai. Yet we see that Rabbi Meir by Demai says anything goes. So how could you suggest Rabbi Meir is the author of our Mishnah is the Asuch Chizuk Chachamim Nedivrayam, and all of a sudden that's Ne'alam here, it's disappeared. Here he's anything goes, anything you want to do, no problem. So now Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and obviously for the obvious point, which is, where did you ever find such a mitzvah? That you have to actually place the Kesef Maaser Sheni onto Kesef. There is no obligation to do such a thing. We said in many places that it's your choice. Right? That the option is Tata Kesef Yadechva. That's not an obligation. Right, number one. And we also, if the whole problem here is to prove that Rabbi Meir is Mekil, there are tons of Mishnayot that you could have brought that show that by Demai we're Mekil. This is not the only Mishnah where we're Mekil by Demai. And even Rabbi Meir. So why over here bring this Mishnah? So he deals with it. See, Tosus explains, Chen Yur Lefaresh, the Rabbi Meir in Yurtze Yachzor B'Yivdeh Peirot, he's just the opposite of Rashi. The Chamim over here say that once you redeem the money back onto Peirot, just like Meiser Sheni, if you would take the money and redeem it onto Peirot, you got to bring the Peirot to Yerushalayim. And that's what the Chamim say over here. Chamim over here, Yalua Peirot, V'yachalu B'Yerushalayim. You must take these Peirot up to Yerushalayim. What does it mean, must? Must is after you put them on money, redeemed it with money, then you take that money by Peirot, those Peirot must go up to Yerushalayim like regular Meiser Sheni. On the other hand, what does Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says, no. Rabbi Meir says, im yirtze, yachzor b'yifdeh peirot. No problem, redeem them again. Right? If you have these peirot, you don't have to take these peirot to Yerushalayim, even though you've now bought it with Meiser Sheni money. Go ahead and redeem them again. And that's the kula over here. The kula over here is that he's allowing you to redeem the Meiser Sheni again. And so that, uparich, amai tishoni shmuel, the Rabbi Meir machmir b'dmai, yoter mi machachamim. V'achum mekel tvei mi chachamim. How could Shmuel say that he's more machmir in demai, whereas over here he's being mekil in demai? We see that. So now the answer of the Gemara is, and that's what we get to hear. Amar Rav Yosef, Afa bish mekil Rabbi Meir pidjono machmiru b'achilato, that he is mekil in the redemption, but he's machmir in achila. Ditanya, we have a brisa that supports that. Lo itiru limkor demai elu l'siton bilvad. You're only allowed to sell demai without being mafrish, trumot and masrot, without doing the requirement of the chachamim for a chaver to remove trumot and masrot. You're only allowed to sell that to a wholesaler, right? A balabait ben kach tzarich laser divrei Rabbi Meir. But a balabait, on the other hand, must take off trumot and masrot before he sells it, whether he sells it in a wholesale manner or whether he sells it in a retail manner, he must remove the trumot and masrot. Chachamim amim. Echad asiton v'echad balabait mocher v'shaleach l'chaveiro noten lo v'matana v'eino choshesh. There, where it's an inyan of achila, when it comes to an inyan of achila, we see the Rav Meir is machmir and says you must remove trumot masor when it comes to a balabait. The only time we gave a dispensation is by siton, by a wholesaler. We say, okay, by a wholesaler chaver, we can assume why. Because by a wholesaler chaver, this is what Rashi says, shakol yodim shasiton v'kama me'aretz lokeach. Everybody knows a wholesaler is reselling other people's produce. So they know that it probably, the possibility it came from an Amaretz and they will take it away. On the other hand, if it's a balabait, if it's a chaver himself who's selling the items out to third parties, even though he's selling it at a wholesale amount, they're going to assume it's all his. They assume all his, they're going to say it's a chaver. He was mafrish, trumot masrot, I can rely on him. So the fact there, we don't allow it, we don't allow it. But the chachamim say, echad siton, echad balabait, it can work. Why? Because a chazaka is anybody who sells at wholesale levels, right? Anybody who sells midah gasa is not mafrish. If you're selling at the wholesale level, we assume that you haven't, whether it's the balabait, whether it's a siton, we assume at that level nobody's mafrish. It's only at the retail level that people are mafrish, not at the wholesale level. Now, the Tosus qualifies over here. It makes one qualification. He says, Eish lamar, doch ayur limkor lechaber. It has to be a case here when you're selling to a chaber himself. Because if you are selling to an Amaretz, right, then we know he's not going to be mafrish. And you're selling it, even though you're selling wholesale, he's not going to be mafrish. So Tosfos asks me, you're selling to a chaver. But he says, "Betu yesh lomar, yetir la'achil la'aniim la'chsanim d'mai kach yetir l'mkod l'siton." Gives a second answer, maybe even when it's not a, even then it's not a chaver, you could sell it, because we know that the chamim in many places were makil by d'mai. For instance, to feed it to aniim, or to give it to the troops. Right, there you're mekel by demai. So another kula that they had is by siton. And even when you're a wholesaler and you're selling to Amaretz, they're mekel over there. Okay, we'll stop over here.